This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. This weekend saw the state's largest Pride Festival in downtown Denver. A lot of people, including Shayla Shell, came out to support and celebrate the LGBTQ community.
I think that it's important that you are able to live as your authentic self and be accepted for who you are. And however I can support that, I want to.
This year was the first in-person celebration since 2019, and there's more from Denver's Pride celebration at denverite.com and cpr.org. Colorado hockey fans are celebrating. That's the Stanley Cup, returning to Colorado for the first time since 2001. The Avs defeated the Tampa Bay Lightning Sunday to secure the NHL championship. There is a public celebration Thursday at Civic Center Park in downtown Denver. Friday's Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade has widespread effects, including for family planning providers who don't offer abortion services. KRCC Shauna Lewis reports.
The Pueblo Health Department offers wellness exams, pap smears, and contraception, among other services, but not abortions. Jody Carrillo manages the family planning clinic. She says the SCOTUS decision makes their services even more critical.
To counsel women to be proactive in their reproductive health.
Provide access to different types of birth control. In Pueblo, Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Pueblo and Colorado Springs, Metro Denver and the Front Range have a chance for rain and thunderstorms this afternoon and warmer temperatures tomorrow. In the Springs today, a high close to 80 and a few degrees warmer Tuesday. In Denver, highs in the mid-80s today and up into the 90s around the metro area tomorrow. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.